Early in the war, South Korean President Ri conceded the gravity of the situation. As he phrased it, "We are in a hell of a fix." When the Allied forces were driven farther south into Busan, their commander, General MacArthur, responded to this fix by exceeding his authority. He ordered the bombing of North Korea. Some have called General MacArthur an American Caesar. Certainly, he was a paradoxical figure. The general was an uneven strategist who could follow a brilliant maneuver with an obvious mistake. MacArthur had a long-standing resentment against his superiors in Washington, stemming from World War II, having felt that his command had been overlooked. Now he commanded the Pacific, the theater which he believed was America's destiny. The general's constant quarrel with the president and with the Joint Chiefs stemmed from his differing strategic vision. To fight communism, MacArthur was willing to risk war with China and even Russia. Washington was not. Accordingly, MacArthur regularly evaded or interpreted orders. In September 1950, MacArthur's immediate problem was to break out of the Pusan trap. The Americans there were holding on, but they were not battle-scarred veterans on whom he could rely. Most of them had never seen combat. They had been hastily flown in from Japan and then chased by the North Koreans down the peninsula to Busan. The Pentagon was sending MacArthur all the forces it could, but other outposts, above all Western Europe, had to be maintained. MacArthur needed a flanking maneuver to cut the North Koreans in half. Then American air and sea power could offset the communist manpower advantage. To do this, MacArthur planned what has been called the most brilliant operation of his career. He decided to make a massive amphibious landing at the port of Incheon, well up the peninsula. Incheon was close to Seoul, and the liberation of the South Korean capital would have great symbolic value.